interacting with others. At Intuition Immersion School, 99% of the time, we're interacting with each other in digital spaces. Interacting within a digital space brings forward different considerations, which will be highlighted in the following guidelines. The groups and programs at Intuition Immersion School are not group therapy. We center community care. However, we also understand that this community is not a substitute for individual or group therapy. Our ability to care for each other is dependent upon our ability to care for ourselves or find resources outside the community that can meet our needs. This is not a quote-unquote safe space in the sense that there may be times when you feel uncomfortable. This is the nature of a community which acknowledges the transformational power of working with our shadows. See interacting with self. Someone in the community may trigger a shadow of yours. If you feel unsafe, take this as an opportunity to get curious. When a shadow is triggered, it's an opportunity to take responsibility for how you process it, i.e., doing what I need to regulate my nervous system, taking space, screaming in a pillow. You know yourself. If you feel like blaming someone, this is also an opportunity to get curious and ask yourself, what is it that makes you want to transfer your responsibility and power onto someone else? I trust that you have the inner resources to take care of yourself before you externalize the shadow that is appearing. The comfort with which each of us can show up authentically operates on a spectrum that interacts directly with our identities or how we personally define ourselves. Because of this, we check our privilege when we communicate in this community. This does not mean we need to censor ourselves. It means we take time to consider the following. Generally, the more historically minoritized or marginalized groups with which we identify, the more energy it requires to show up authentically. In our matrix-centered culture, showing up authentically has often been deeply unsafe for people within marginalized communities. It could cost them their livelihood, their sense of belonging, and/or their lives to do so. When we identify with more dominant identity groups, we must be willing to examine the ways we are showing up. This is especially important so that we give space and voice to those who need more energy to show up authentically. If you're from a more dominant identity group, here are some points to consider. How much space we take up in the group, exchange, or conversation. How we expect others to defend us, comfort us, etc. How we expect others to address our grievances. The urgency with which we expect conflict or discomfort within the conflict to be dealt with or resolved. See the section Interacting with Time and Space. People in this community are from all over the world. While English is the language we use, it doesn't mean that people here are from countries or communities where English is the first language or culture. We have all been raised in different cultures that hold different perspectives when it comes to communicating. We also have different cognitive abilities. Be generous with your assumptions. Assume misunderstanding before jumping to conclusions. Ask clarifying questions. We get curious about the part of us that wants others to fully understand our perspective. Sometimes when we have unintentionally harmed someone, our need to be understood or be seen as not having intentionally meant harm pulls the energy away from the person who was harmed. This is a practice of apologizing while sitting with the discomfort of the potential mistake, unintentional harm, you made.